Patrick Dangerfield dance again, Chris. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going well. He'll play.
Obviously, he brings a lot.
Yeah, obviously, that's clear that he's an important player in our team. What we've tried to explain a little bit over the last week or two is that we're pursuing a policy, particularly with our more experienced players, that we get them in a position through their training that they're ready to come in and perform at their best. And Pat, over a period of weeks with a couple of quite serious corks, just wasn't able to train, was playing under duress, and it made it clearer for us that the right decision for him and for the team longer term was to get that right and come back when he's ready to play really well, which we think is this week.
You mentioned a number of times that you're more than prepared to rest players and it's part of the plan. How many would be on a sort of a preordained program like that?
I don't think preordained is the right way to describe it because it implies that it's locked in. What we have for the large majority of our squad, for differing reasons, some are young players who we choose to manage and train a little bit more. Some are more experienced players who we want to reduce their overall workload. So I would say it's the large majority. I think there's a few, even in the middle age bracket, who have some particular injury histories that they're managing that we're going to be a little bit more careful with. And again, this is not something that's new for us, but we are probably taking it to another level this year after a lot of thought and sort of collaboration throughout our department because we think that's the right thing for a number of reasons.
You've mentioned in the past that Dangers play four at times, sometimes throw his body. Will it be full in the midfield, do you think, this week? Obviously, it'll change a little bit at times.
No, we think he's ready to play whatever role he and we choose.
Was that part of waiting to make sure he's fully ready to play the midfield minutes instead of potentially pressing forward?
Yeah, I think that's probably not a bad way of describing it, that if we thought that he had to come in and play limited minutes in the midfield or play more forward because of his body, then that's a good cue that he's not quite right to perform.
The last time he played the Giants was without Toby Green. How much of a difference does he make? I know it's one player, but he certainly looks like more than one player when he's kicking the four goals last week.
Yeah, no, he's a really good player, and he's made a difference to them. I don't think it's just him, as you say. I think that they've got their game humming, and I think that they're, in a way, a reflection of the whole competition, you know, bar maybe, you know, one team right at the moment, you know, Melbourne up the top, but, you know, Brisbane a little bit. But I think most teams will kind of have these patches throughout the season where, you know, they struggle for a little bit, but they'll also have patches when they get all their players, their important players going at the right time and be pretty formidable. So I think I've said this for a number of years now. It's less about who you play. It's more about when you play them. And you can get a team at the right time because they tend to be struggling a little bit, or you can run into them when they're really humming. And I'm only really basing it on what I saw last week, but they were pretty impressive. So that's what we're expecting this week. He certainly helps that.
And Asava Radaglia, where's he at the moment?
Yeah, we think that Asava's ready to play. So we've managed him through a program that's been quite conservative, but he's certainly done enough training for us to think that he can come in and play at either level. So it's well and truly on the table that he could come in and play AFL footy this week.
Any more clarity around Jack Henry, Chris?
No, not really. Whenever I talk about injuries, I should stress that I'm just repeating what I hear from the medical staff, and I kind of reserve my right to get it wrong because I don't have the same level of expertise as them, clearly. But they're saying that they're treating that injury symptomatically, which just means he's got a rod in that bone, which means structurally it's really sound. There's no intervention required, but they want to make sure that he's pain-free before they push him. So he's getting much closer to that. And then the feedback is, if you were sort of to guess a little bit, that once he's pain-free training, he'll be ready to play really quickly. But that's sort of as much as I can give you.
The impact of the loss of Max Hines is terribly disappointing for somebody early in his career
yeah, we were really pleased with the way Max was going individually, but in terms of his contribution to the team, it can't be understated how important he became really quickly. So it was a loss in-game on the weekend, and it'll be a loss over the next couple of months or whatever it is. So, hopefully we can all look back over a decent period of time and say this was just a little bump in the road for Max. I'm sure he'll come back bigger and better than ever, but it doesn't ease the short-term pain too much.
Do you try and replace him with a similar runner, given what he adds to that midfield with his speed and sort of ability to cover the ground?
Yeah, we've certainly thought through that. The mix is really important. I think it's a bit of a mistake to try to replace one guy with another just based on type, because obviously they're all individuals. But yeah, we put some thought into the mix, so we wouldn't want to take out, you know, really athletic runner in Max and replace him, with a big key position player that doesn't run as well. That's a fair comment.
How's Reece Stanley tracking?
I think the outlook, correct me if I'm wrong up the back there, is a bit more optimistic than might have been first thought. So whether that gets him right to play this week or not, the fact that that's even on the table, I think, is a good sign.
It was such a close loss to Rio at home, which has been such a fortress. Does it put any pressure on you to get one back on the road, or is that just important?
No, it's a reasonable question. I think it depends which way you look at this stuff. You, when you lose to good teams, there is the argument, if you want to be the optimist, that you haven't really lost one to the field. And Freo may well end up, as the year goes on, being one of the good teams that are hard to beat. The more pessimistic end is we've been pretty good at home. And that's one that we, if we had played better, we thought we could have won it. We didn't think we played very well. But the key to being a really good team, I think, is the capacity to play well against anyone, anywhere. It just happens that GWS this week in Canberra looks to be a little bit of a different proposition than it might have a month or so ago.
What are your options if Reece doesn't come up, given Segler's out as well?
Yeah, it's the old conundrum that's been around forever when it comes to ruckman and list management. You either have too many, so you've got four, and you don't know what to do with them in the VFL, or you don't have enough. Rarely do you have that perfect balance. So we had really high hopes for Toby Conway, our first pick in last year's draft, through the pre-season. He trained really well, gave us enough evidence to think that, yeah, he could play AFL footy this year, but he's been injured. Then Segler hurt his foot. Reece has got that little bit of an ankle. We don't think that's too bad. But fortunately, I think the way we've managed Radigalia in particular, it gives us an option there. Yeah, I think that's an option. That's definitely an option that we're looking at. Yeah, there are a couple of others, but yeah, unfortunately, they're just not Conway and Segler.
Last year, in the exact same position, win-loss-wise, after seven rounds, how confident are you in going a bit of a run like you did last year and put yourself up a ladder?
Well, I think we've got to have confidence that if we play our best footy, that we can do that. And I think that's still the case. That's not blind faith. I think there's enough evidence there to suggest that if we can hit our straps, and I don't think we have until this point of the year, that we'll be hard to beat every week. And we're aiming to be a team that just starts playing the level of footy that it doesn't really matter who you're playing or where it is, that if we perform, it'll be good enough to win. That's not always the case. So I think we're still sort of assessing whether we're at that stage or not. If you had have asked me any stage over the last few years at this time of year, I think I would have had reason for a few doubts. It was far from a sure thing, but we've been good enough to build a bit of momentum and play close to our best footy. So that's what we're aspiring to do. How much confidence have I got that we can do it? Yeah, still a lot. I think it's there for us. If we put the work in and get a bit of luck.
You mentioned Toby Conway. Is he far away from playing VFL?
I think the way it was described to me yesterday was pretty good. They said they're just putting on the finishing touches in his preparation, and it'll be it's not a month, a couple of weeks maybe. I'm really speculating now. But again, like they'll be careful with him. They're not gonna bring him in and just hammer him with 100% game time week after week. It'll be a staged sort of integration to VFL footy, and then I'm not sure what the time frame is. Maybe 4 to 6 weeks, something like that, before we start thinking, okay, based on his performance, how close is he to AFL footy? So I think that puts some sort of timeline on it that's seriously subject to change.
Quentin Narkle as well, I haven't heard much about him in the last few weeks. Is he far off?
Yeah, so he's available. So he's a bit similar to Asava in that he could have played some VFL minutes on the weekend, but we chose to hold him back and make sure his ankle was really right and prioritise the training that he could get. And he trained really well. And it's continued that on this week. Obviously, we've got a little bit more to go in our prep for this week, but yeah, he's available, which is good for us.
Sam in a goal.
Chance to play some VFL minutes this week, but I'm not sure what's listed on our website when it comes to those guys. But I would stress that generally that information's better than the information you get from me in this forum. But that's because, you know, I sort of hope a little bit. Try to put a little bit of a squeeze on those guys publicly to try to get him up. I'd love to see Sam play this week.
Can I ask you about Tassie and the potential for exceeding down there? Do you have an opinion on what you'd like to see unfold there?
Yeah, I do, but I think the more important opinion for me to stress is the club's position. And our club's position is that Tassie should get a team as soon as possible. And I agree with it, for what it's worth.
Why is that?
Well, I shouldn't speak for others. I think there are people who have done a lot of work on this area. Colin Carter, you know, ex-president for a start. And because Colin's done so much work on it and he's close to the key people in a footy club, Brian Cook had this view before he left. Steve Hocking certainly has this view. Simon Lloyd has this view. Craig Drummond has that view as well. And when they explain it to me, it makes a lot of sense. So I could go on for a long time, but I won't. I'll just try to give you the key points. Tasmania's been a fundamental part of the AFL, VFL, you know, Australian football landscape, you know, for a long, long time. They've contributed a lot to the game. And in my opinion, in our opinion, that on that basis alone, they deserve to have a presence in the competition. But it's not as simple as that. It needs to be funded and it needs to complement the rest of the competition. And I think the AFL, and then again, this, I'm parroting Colin Carter a little bit, they put some challenges in front of the Tasmanian cohort and they just keep knocking them off. So I think probably the better question is, why not? And I haven't heard one reason why it wouldn't work. It seems to come down to money a little bit, and I know it's been a tough few years, but all the smart people that I know tend to think that those hurdles can be overcome.